Hey, stupid nerds, download the Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone. So you can find out what happened to Frankenstein and the Wolfman and all that fictional stuff that never happened. And don't pay attention to World War II or the American flag or important things.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
Ripping. It's ripping. Hi, everybody. It's Kyle and Dave. It's the Boogie Monster Podcast. And this is, we're blowing it out.
Yeah.
You're listening to this January 17th. If there's still an America as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is right before the inauguration.
Which is what, the 20th or the 21st?
Fucking, does it even matter?
What else going on, buddy?
Oh, man, not much for me. I'm still all gouty.
Drinking your tea.
I'm drinking tea, just fighting off gout. It's been a couple months now.
You're taking both prescription meds and a bunch of herbs.
I'm throwing the homeopathic stuff at it that doesn't...
It's from two angles.
I want it to be, you know. That would be part of this, too, of like homeopathic remedies and this and that. It is not doing dick.
Really?
Twice I've been on the road before just admitting I needed to go to a doctor. Because it's like intense gout attacks.
Uh-huh.
And I've gone to it and spent $100 at a GNC or a health food store for everything some website told me to get, tart chair, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it doesn't work for other people,
But
it doesn't work for me. That's for sure. I'm taking it because I bought it. What am I going to do? Just look at it on the shelf and be pissed?
Yeah.
No, all right. I'll sculp down some alfalfa extract pills. And then fart my brains out for the rest of the day. Fine. All right? Fine.
Oh, man.
I'll go have some weird smelling pee for the next week on top of actual science, medicine from science doing its job.
So none of that homeopathic stuff's working?
No, man. I want it to. I really want it to.
Hmm.
Herbs and all. No, it doesn't. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah. Well, I've tried some of that stuff. And I won't do it right now because we're trying to get this.
We get to what we get
afloat.
To.
My recipe for today, instead of food, I've got a homeopathic recipe that I've tried four times and it works. So I'll give that out.
Later. Really?
That could be real useful.
What's it for?
It's for kidney stones.
Oh, yeah.
So if you ever have kidney stones, I got a great homeopathic home remedy. I do a bit about it.
Shoot those out your BB gun.
Some people may know the bit, so I'm not going to just try to do the bit, but I'm seriously going to tell you the bullet points there, and it's very helpful.
All right. So finally, later. Something helpful coming out of this podcast.
Yeah.
What else you want to do? You gotta become a legal liaison?
Oh. Yeah, I'm doing this tomorrow.
I'm looking up why. This has to be the way it is because I'm curious.
Well, I fell into a couple of odd jobs lately. Real quick, last week I worked security at a private party, and it was an industry party, but with no comedians, like the industry, not the talent,
the people that make the stuff.
So it was 400 Hollywood people that weren't funny. So that's a good time, but. All I had to do, and they were very well behaved, but there was literally 400 of them, and I got paid for 7 hours to just walk around the party. That was literally my only task. I didn't have to work the door, didn't have to check IDs, guest list. I had to dress in all black.
Just look intimidating.
Yeah, well, not even look intimidating. They were like, no, you know, it's a civil, friendly party, so I wasn't walking around mean mugging people for no reason, because that would be terrible. Well, I'm at a party, and this fucking weirdo's eyeballing me. No, they just wanted me to kind of just wander, kind of stay out of everybody's way, but just wander and just make sure, like, people weren't pissing on the coffee tables. Or my one task was and it was a beautiful house. It was somebody's, like, mansion.
Yeah.
And it was actually, well, I don't – yeah, nearby.
Yeah, so it was around the corner.
Yeah, right around the corner. But my only actual task was make sure no more than 45 people are on this balcony at one time for safety reasons. So I'd wander up to that room and, you know, just do a quick head count. But literally just 7 hours of being at a party.
Just being the muscle.
And it paid real well. So I just fell into that. And then tomorrow I'm going to go serve papers to a lady about a thing. I don't even know what it's about. but I'll just say an acquaintance has hired me to do this, and whatever the issue is, I'm not even going to divulge that. Yeah, just got to go find a lady and be like, "Hey, are you Janice Smith?" And she's like, "Yeah." Well, and boom, you've been served. So that'll be my first time doing that gig. Ever since I saw Pineapple Express, I always thought, "Oh, that's a cool gig. Maybe I could start doing that on the side." And I never looked into it any further.
But I don't know why you have to. I'm reading about like it. You just have to get it signed. Like you have to get a receipt signed that says you have been served. But why is it a trick? Like, why do people?
Well, it tells me that the law is written, not knowing this, I'm speculating, that unless you do that, it's not legally binding. Unless that person admits to being that person and you hand it to them, maybe the law is written.
But how is it legally binding that you're doing it?
Exactly.
No offense to yourself, no, but you're not an officer of the court.
No, I'm not.
You're a man preparing to live in his van, but that's legally binding.
I'm now legally binding.
Dave the van man got him signed, so it's that's legal. That's going. That's good for court. Like, I don't understand. No, I'm not trying to. I feel like I've been busting your balls a lot on the podcast.
No, please.
But why are you now okay? Fucking, if we want this to stick, we got to get the guy who lives in his Toyota Sienna.
Like, what if I get called, like, to court?
Yeah. What's your address? Well, that's up to, it's kind of up to a few people.
The whole case blown because this guy's involved.
Doesn't have to, I'm trying to read about it now. So you can do it certified mail with a return receipt. Here are some ways, according to a website, Carol and Velen. Oh, that link is not found. All right, they are out of service. How to serve? Look at okay. Let's. I don't know how. Like, is personal service the best? You could just hire anybody off the street.
Yeah.
What?
Literally.
That's how. That doesn't make sense to me.
I never understood it.
I always saw it in movies. Like, hey, are you so and so? I sure am. You just got served. Like, what? Like, why? It seems like a joke.
Yeah.
Why can't you do it yourself? Oh, but you have to have a third party between. There's a lot of legalese that I'm trying to flip through here. But yeah. Let's admit it sounds silly.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, oh, if I'm, say I want to divorce somebody.
And no.
Then, I don't want to. Fucking tough shit.
It's like the Seinfeld episode when George was trying to break up with his girlfriend and she was like, no. I'm not convinced. We're not broken up. And he just keeps trying to break up with her.
But that you have to trick him like a bridge troll. Is your name three riddles?
Oh, man. That's going to be interesting. Say, like, with attitude, you got served.
Do you have to say you've been served?
I think you do.
Who's going to check? You didn't say you got served. Who's going to be there? That's how is any of this legal?
Exactly.
How can it just, like, then if she just wants to be like, no, I never got the papers, it's just going to be you going, nope, I gave them to her.
No, and I said it.
I said she got served. Yeah. And she could just burn those papers and be like, I've never seen them. I've never seen them in my life.
Oh, man. Exactly. Yeah, I have no idea how that works.
None of this sounds real.
So as long as I get paid, I don't give a shit.
That doesn't sound like a real transaction.
We'll see. I will report back.
All right. Let us know how it goes next week.
Oh.
Guys, Dave's in jail this week. It turns out we shouldn't have said that stuff. Totally illegal. Absolutely. Really illegal.
Oh, boy. Good times, buddy.
All right. What else did we want to get to before this week's? We're going to talk about artificial intelligence. My buddy Brian, when I was back home, my buddy from home, he's like, you should talk about AI. I know, that shit's creepy.
Allen Iverson.
Allen Iverson, man. Let's get... He's everywhere.
Had a handle, dude.
He's reading us.
He was... I loved watching him play. I know you're not a big basketball or sports
basketball,
fan,
I knew his basketball.
Allen Iverson just... He was short compared to everybody else. He was 6'1", which was just... Sorry to go off on an AI.
Yeah,
tangent.
A real pipsqueak at 6'1".
But he was just amazing. He was literally one of the best players in the league for a few years. Anyway.
The weird thing about Hollywood parties, I'm always the shortest guy there, 5'8". Uh-huh. You're surrounded by people, leading men. Yeah. The shortest dude at all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Midwest parties, I got it. You had some big milk-fed motherfuckers that are just giants, but then everybody else, right about 5'9". Like, right, pretty average. Yeah. A lot of our moms smoked while pregnant, and I feel fine. Out here, nothing but the A-list, and I'm sitting there looking at fucking dude nipples all night. These parties, a lot of holiday parties, and me just staring at fella chests.
Well, you went to a Hollywood party last night, right?
Yeah, holiday Hollywood party.
And you don't have to say who or what, but were there celebrities there?
No, it was okay. Just like a management company, okay. And there was it wasn't a big celebrity
their
party.
Would come though,
yeah. But there, I mean, some of the club, but that they were just comics and stuff.
Gotcha.
Stan, a pal of mine, Steve Berg, who's on Drunk History quite often, mm-hmm. and on Idiot Sitter, the big UFO dude. So it was fun to be at a Hollywood party and still be like, yeah, the Bilderberg Group, man. Totally. I was at that hunting lodge, and these guys were like villains. And he's like, well, you got to infiltrate it. You got to get me in there. We got to get in. We go do it under the guise of a show. People love show business, but we get in there. We infiltrate it for the truth. Instantly just – it probably blew any deal we had going at that party. It's like, these two lunatics again standing over by the Carnitas bar talking about the fucking Bohemian Grove.
Oh man,
love it. Love people that want to get weird right out the gates. Steve Berg, big shout.
Oh man,
but yeah, it was fun. But we're talking here about artificial intelligence.
Yeah,
my good pal Brian Veray. He's like, you should talk about that stuff. I'm like, this is something that I will just bitch about regularly when I can't get my phone to work, and I'm just like, the fucking robots. I just curse everything with an umbrella term of robots.
Yeah.
Fucking robots. And that makes sense. We were discussing before this started. I think that I don't know if human beings are mentally capable of or philosophically capable of maintaining a healthy control on technology. We're just making stuff to make it. Look what it can do. Mm-hmm. And morality is not keeping pace. I have a very doom and gloom scenario for society, but I don't talk about it because it's just a downer and I'm not offering solutions. So,
well, give me an example of like the morality angle, like what we would do with robots that – give me an example of what you're talking about, because I'm trying to
– I mean,
cause this how, whole
they already have videos of people who have mounted guns to drones.
Okay.
You know, there's already – and these are small things, but just people flying drones that are screwing up, the forest, fighting forest fires because people are flying drones in flight paths to take a look at it. Like,
gotcha.
You fucking idiot, get your goddamn drone out of the sky.
Yeah.
Like, that's just on a base level of somebody who could go to the store and buy one of those and just a dipshit.
Yeah.
Just a dipshit has access to it. Texting and driving, just... dipshits have access to stuff that is already. And I know I sound like the guy freaking out because, well, these horseless carriages are going to be the doom for society. They're hitting people. And there's no lights on them. Like, eventually caught up and made cars much safer than when they first came out. I know I sound like that. But there's been so much that has come along in 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
100 years.
Yeah.
And the spec, who was saying the statistic last night at that party? Like, human beings have been around like 0.1%
of the
entire lifespan of the Earth.
Yeah.
And we're already ruining it.
Yeah.
We're already doing a lot of what is seeming to be irreversible damage.
Mm-hmm.
Which I had a teacher in community college, if take that for what you will. It was just like, if human beings become the cancer of the Earth will get rid of us. And I'm like, I think we did that. I think that's what happened.
Makes sense.
So that's my doom and gloom shit. I hope it's not true.
I feel the same way, man. I feel like I just don't think we could keep up this pace.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about this before, even the population. I just don't think the population's just going to keep growing and the technology's going to get – and that's kind of what we're leading into about when is technology going to turn on us?
Nobody wants to have less kids. Yeah. Ohio just passed the heartbeat law. If it has a heartbeat, you can't have an abortion. Like that, and that's a woman's rights issue that's already like – guaranteed if dudes could get pregnant, abortion would be legal at any time.
Yeah.
At any single time. Oh, a star quarterback of the college football team got pregnant? Fucking get rid of it. Like, if that, without a single doubt in my mind, if men could get pregnant, that abortion legal everywhere, all the time, whenever you wanted, however many you wanted.
Yeah.
Without a fucking doubt.
Yeah.
But that is a scientific untruth that men can get pregnant in spite of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
In the film. I want to say twins, and in my head, he was pregnant with Danny DeVito the whole time. It's not the – I forget the name of the pregnant Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
I have no idea.
He had a baby.
Huh.
Yeah. You don't remember that one?
I don't.
Arnold's dip into comedies.
I remember Twins. I remember
early 90s. The early 90s. Yeah. Step into comedy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I did think that was odd, but yeah.
But so to get back from that, we're having more people.
Uh-huh.
Like, nobody's stopping. Nobody's being like, let's calm down on the people.
Yeah. Exactly. Jesus. I've said that before, but I don't have a kitten on purpose because I don't think I could take care of it properly.
Yeah.
People are just spitting out kids like it's no big deal. It should be a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be, but it's not. And we covered that. We talked about that before. Yeah. It's the one free thing that feels good in the world is fucking.
Yeah.
This is what I always daydream. What if people just stopped? Like, I wonder what new artistic renaissance would happen if social media shut down and you had to paint a picture of your experience or write a story. Instead of just taking pictures with your phone.
Oh, my God. What a great point.
And putting them what if you write a piece. Write some. Okay, that's what blogs are. But at least blogs, you were writing.
Yeah.
It wasn't this easy instant gratification bullshit.
Yeah.
Go learn to paint. Learn to express yourself through music. Learn a way to truly express yourself. But it's just all, oh man, I get so gloom and doom about just technology in general, even just artificial intelligence. Maybe that's the thing that saves us. Maybe we make a robot with a moral capacity greater than that of our own.
Ooh.
As opposed to just logic, where if robots were smart enough, if they're just smart without morality, then they're just going to look at efficiency, and that's why they'll just kill the people. Well, you want me? I'm a robot, and I'm going to make other robots. You want me to be a good robot? I'll make other robots that do the jobs the best. You know who doesn't do the job good? Human beings. Their margin for error much higher than robots. Kill those people. That's the basis of so many sci-fi movies.
Well, that's what we're going to get into a little bit. The singularity. If you're not familiar with that term, that's when experts think humans will become obsolete. That's going to be the time when the robots literally take over. And what happens when we're obsolete? Are they going to kill us all?
Well, I guess what if that's the end of the line for the robots? If the robots realize this is just maximum overdrive, I just hear the waitress from the coffee shop like, "We made you." Every time my phone fucks up or something, I'm like, "We made you! How could you? We made you!" Who made who? AC/DC, one of their greatest. Whole album, just soundtrack to Maximum Overdrive. Anyway. Big ups to AC/DC out there. Little band out of Australia. I don't know if you've heard of them. What if robots finally just stop at the point like, well, if we're just robots doing robot things, who are we doing the things for? Like, you gotta, but maybe there's scientists out there doing that already. Like, we got to put something in the robots to make them realize that their purpose is to serve people, not serve themselves.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Man, this is where we hit one of these roadblocks where we're not smart enough to sort these issues out. And that's frustrating because, boy, don't we have answers for everything else.
Yeah. Well, it's really interesting to kind of witness this, but, like, we're slowly starting to see more and more robots in the zeitgeist. You know, the concept of a robot has been around for years, but, like, artificial intelligence is happening now. I mean, especially in China, in Japan. I think China, I think I read something that China just surpassed Japan in the country producing the most robots. So there's shit ton of robots over in China.
Yeah.
And that being said, experts think that we're only at 1% of what artificial intelligence could be and probably will be. So we're only at 1%. So, like, it's going to – what were you talking about, like, Moore's Law? That's when technology doubles itself every
it increases or advances exponentially.
Yeah, and I think right now we're at that phase where every year technology
it's more
doubles.
And more. Yeah,
I still don't know how they can calculate that or project that, but I was reading it today. Every year we're right in the window now where from now moving forward, every 12 months the technology that we have and apply and use is going to double. So, Jesus, that's insane. And
I'm going to look at what happened in notable moments of 1917. 100 years ago, when you think about what's going on, just in general, in 100 years, events, which is Wikipedia, events, it was Rose Bowl. I was mostly looking for what happened, okay, all right, well, I should have shut my mouth before I looked this up. Anyway, go ahead, and I'll come up with a better thing here. This is just like, the Ottoman Empire, like, it's not fucking helping my cause right now.
That's like Nate Bargatze's bit about
time traveling.
Being a time traveler. He's like, I'd go back in time, and nobody would believe me, because I wouldn't be able to answer their questions.
Yeah.
Well, who's the pro? I don't know.
Shit, I don't know.
I don't know. But no, going back... All right, well, think about it this way. 100 years ago, we were just starting to use technology, but for...
Well, technology is hammer's technology.
True, true. But machines, all right? I think machines is maybe a better way.
Mm-hmm.
We were using technology to build machines that would enhance and sometimes replace our muscles. A lot of manual labor, you know, machinery, just...
Yeah.
You know, the agriculture and the Industrial Revolution, all that stuff. But in the last 100 years, now all of our technology is going to
technological
for intelligence to enhance and or replace our brains. And it's literally replacing our brains. If you've got an iPhone or a smartphone with Google, you don't need a brain. And this is I don't want to bite Ryan Singer's joke. I think he has a bit about this. But like, premise being like – you don't have to use your brain anymore if you have every answer to every question is right there in your phone.
Pete Holmes has a great job. Walker Alling. Where's Tom Petty from?
Yeah.
And you
didn't know.
You just had to wait till you met somebody who knew.
Yeah.
Florida.
Yeah. And that's how you met your wife.
That's how you met your wife.
But and it's true. And
you're not challenged to learn.
No,
anymore. You're not challenged to think on your feet. People are.
That's why I love driving without my GPS.
Well,
we're too dependent on our fucking GPS.
You know what? In LA, when it's like, oh, if I go this way, it's going to be an hour and a half, and if I go this way, it's going to be 45 minutes. I like GPS.
That I don't.
I know how to get home, but when it cuts my time in half, that's good.
I'm not saying yes. You know how to get home from any point. You can from any point in the city. You can get home 8 different routes.
Yeah,
most people live in the city have no fucking idea.
Yeah,
just use some common sense. Learn a little bit because what happens when? And I know this again sounds like the old man, but like what happens when you don't have your GPS?
Think about people in their 20s never drove without a GPS.
Yeah. That's insane.
When I moved to LA, you got a Thomas Guide. I still have it. My 2003 Thomas Guide is a fat book of maps that everybody, and I'd come here, I had a cell phone, and I'd call friends, wait, how do I get there now? And my one friend, I remember specifically, like, all right, well, I'm trying to get this show. How do I get there? He's like, okay, where you're at right now, find the major street you're by, take a left on that. And then find a CVS. Go in there and buy a Thomas Guide because that's what you need. Like, yeah. Nobody's going to give you directions.
Yeah.
Get a book of maps and sort it out.
Yeah.
And that was it. You had an atlas in your car. I took a road trip when I was 19. We did it with an atlas.
Oh, the first.
Which is a big, like, Rand McNally atlas of just following highway routes.
The first 3 years I was a touring comic, I didn't have a GPS. I would have to go to MapQuest on my desktop computer the night before and
print out
18 pages of directions from Atlanta to Madison, Wisconsin.
This one thing that will always fascinate me, and again, because I'm not bright in math and just like navigating by constellations, by stars.
Yeah.
Like navigating, you know, the courage of someone in a time to be like, all right, at big wet, going out into the big wet. I don't know if they called it that as a nickname. Getting out into that big wet.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I don't know. I got this thing that looks like a compass, sort of, but it twists a little bit more ways.
That is.
And the stars. I'm going to use the stars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like to get to where we are from, like the stars. I looked at the star. I look at the stars now, and I'm still like, I think that's a dipper.
Yeah.
Big or little, I need to see the other one.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll spend all night going, there's the Big Dipper. Realize I'm looking at the little one, and then I'm looking for an even smaller one than that. I don't know shit. But this, everybody else in the old times, they made it, they used their brains. Copernicus, maybe. That's just a name that sounds like one of those guys. So I think it's a little... I'm one of those guys, I'm in the frightened category of where technology will go to. And maybe I shouldn't be. Maybe I should be just more excited about it since I don't have kids. And if the world ends because of it, well, fuck it. So what? I went out with my dick stuck in a blowjob robot. Because I wasn't scared of them. Cheers. I wasn't scared of the robots.
Y'all hear about Kyle?
Well, semi-tragic. Semi-tragic death.
By 2025, computers will be as intelligent as humans. All computers will be as intelligent as humans. 10 years later, by 2035.
That's 8 years from now.
By 2035, computers will be more intelligent than humans.
That's eight years from now.
Yeah.
Remember 8 years before right now? It was 2009.
Yeah.
I remember 2009. I know what I was doing.
Yeah.
I'm wearing the same clothes.
Yeah.
I literally am wearing the same clothes from 2009.
But think about that. Like, what does that mean and what's going to happen? When robots and computers are more intelligent than us, does that mean they're going to manipulate us and trick us and then kill us? Or
I mean, more if they're smarter, what do smarter people do to less – like they take advantage of them.
Take advantage of them.
For their benefit.
Uh-huh.
But also is that an – if robots don't have a sense of morality, do they have a sense of immorality? Like someone's just being a villain. Like, I could take advantage of this weakness. Whereas a robot's just looking. If a robot's design is to just be efficient at what it does.
Yeah, but what would they want with us? Like,
that's what I mean. Maybe
they just ignore us.
Maybe that's what stops it. Maybe it's like, well, we're just robots doing our thing until some fucking hacker makes an evil robot or puts a virus into them. Because you know that's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know? That's like what's stopping... it's just... I'm in the cat... I'm just, you know, I don't know enough. I'm not smart enough, so I'm scared of it because I don't understand it. Which is what I always... That was the whole Trump thing. It's like, it's fucking white people.
Yeah.
Scared. Because, oh, there's a chance white people won't be the majority in this country. Like... Fucking so? Don't worry. You're going to keep popping out kids, I'm sure. You're going to give it a fighting chance.
Yeah.
But so I'm in that category with robots. And then what happens when someone gets enough bionic parts put into them that they identify as a robot? And then you can't be anti-robot because that'd be a hate crime. But they're also a robot, so they're smarter than you. What happens when we program, like, oh, well, I'll just have a robot brain.
Yeah.
And now I'm a superhero. I'm a hybrid. What do they call those? Not chimera. That's two animals glued together.
Mm. Android?
It's humanoid. Yeah. Android, humanoid. Uh-huh. Humanoid, I think, is because it's got part human in it. Mm. That's going to happen. We were on Bizarre States, and they were talking about the bionic dick guy.
Yeah.
Dude, guy just got hydraulics in his surgery to add a dick on because he had lost it in an accident.
Yeah.
What about when that's just voluntary? Like, it's not medical science going, all right, what's an experimental procedure to make somebody feel more human? No, it's somebody wants to be more like a robot. So here's laser eyes and a fucking flaming butthole or whatever technology. My idea of a humanoid is just a James Bond car. That's a person. Shoots oil out its ass in case there's people chasing you.
Well, that's a great question because robots are being used a lot right now in prosthetics. You know, people missing mm-hmm. an arm or missing a leg, and that's great. You know, yeah. There's people walking around now, you know, with prosthetic robot legs.
Yeah.
That their gait and everything just seems very normal, as if they had hadn't lost their original leg. But what if you start applying that cosmetically?
Yeah.
Yeah, where's the ethical or moral line there?
Well, that's where, like, all right, probably get in trouble talking about this stuff. But when people – you see them on, like, there's this show, like, Taboo. I forget what show it's on. And a guy that thinks he's a cat. And so he's getting whiskers put on.
Uh-huh.
He's getting his face – you know, tattooed his face as, I think he's a tiger or something.
Yeah.
And whatever, man. Go for it. You know, like I don't – I get – all right. I'm going to say something that's going to get me in trouble, whereas, like – and I'm saying this from a place of curiosity and not criticism.
Uh-huh.
In the world that we're in right now, it's like, you know, if you identify as transsexual and you can go through the process of changing your body and changing your sexuality, and I'm like, you know, admitting right now – not transsexual. I don't understand what's in your mind that makes you feel that your body is not what you want. Mm-hmm. But if you want another body, go for that. I'm like, yeah.
What?
It's not hurting anybody else.
Doesn't bother me.
If you think it's improving your, that's what you need to get through this world happier.
Yeah.
Go. Yeah. Do it. And then. But then I you know, see these people like the lizard man who's like splitting his tongue down. Like,
so how's that different? I mean, that's the question that I'm not asking. That
because it's someone who identifies as something else. Uh-huh. And I know that's the problem. Like, well, transsexual, you're still identifying as a human being.
Okay.
But my thing, give me an answer. If there's somebody listening that can explain this to me in simple terms, because I'm not bright, like – if what's going to stop anybody that identifies as anything else from changing their body that way with technology? There's already people doing technological implants in themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's looked at as body modification. Mm-hmm. And I don't care. But when does that, like, when does it just become all inclusive? I personally, like, what if that's the future and it's just anybody – the technology is available to you. You can do it yourself, or it's affordable enough, and you want to change. Change your body however you want, become mm-hmm. whatever you want. Yeah, man, go for it.
Well, I think you hit on something.
Go full X-Men with it.
I think once some of these, like, just for the small example of like a robot prosthetic, once that's made available to the public, if it's not already. I think we're definitely heading towards that, towards body modification. And
but, well, my thing is...
And then does that lead into hybrid?
But then my thing is like, all right, if I don't have a problem with anybody, like you identify as a man or a woman, all right, it's obviously rough right now with the bathroom laws and going through TSA, and people are trying to sort it out. It's new. It's a new thing for a lot of people to grasp, mm-hmm. and it's a testament to their character on how they handle something new like this and handling with grace and humanity. But if that's my thing. Like, well, if I think that's okay, and I right, if you want to identify your body as any way you want, but then the fucking lizard man wants to eat a live mouse at a restaurant. I'm like, no, no.
Yeah.
No. That's not. Now I'm putting my foot down about something. And it's like, ah, fuck, man. Well, is that because I need to be more open-minded?
Yeah.
And I'm not, I know this is where I'm going to get in trouble, thinking I'm lumping people that identify as animals in with a transsexual community.
No.
And maybe that's my mistake, is that I'm still looking at it as a body modification thing, as opposed to what you identify as.
Yeah.
But if you're going to respect everybody for what they identify as.
Yeah, you got to respect that guy over there. You got to respect the lizard dude.
But then all of a sudden I'm going to be like, well, I think there should be separate restaurants for me and people who want to eat live animals like lizards. And then now I'm, I'm like not racist, but I'm something. This is a thought that's kept me up at night. It's been one of those things like, oh, is this a joke? I'm like, no, there's nothing funny about it. This is like, I'm trying to sort out this thought process, and I would like some answers. And I've asked some people, and they're like, yeah, I don't really know. And I would like to, if there was somebody who could explain it to me, and maybe that's why it can't be explained, because I'm just a fucking straight white dude, and I've had a dick my whole life, and I'd be like, yeah, that's mine. I'm good with it. My inclination is, and I'm straight, and that's so – it's not for me to understand.
Yeah.
I accept it, but I want to understand. I want to be told, school me on it. Tell me about it. Inform the masses, and including myself. That's maybe this whole thing will be solved when the robots take over and kill everybody. Maybe somebody's going to program a robot – to be like, help us solve racial harmony. Mm-hmm. Like, help us solve racism. Mm-hmm. And a robot's like, here, and kills everyone. Because that's the only way. Or turns us all the same color.
Let me ask you this question. What happens, and a lot of experts feel we're heading this direction at a rapid pace. What happens when robots replace all of the workforce?
Yeah.
The entire workforce. Manufacturing,
yeah.
Technology, service. What happens when there's not a job you can get because they are all taken by robots?
And you make a robot that makes the robots that makes the robots.
Yeah.
That fixes the robots.
So what's going to happen then?
Mass poverty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's already enough fucking comedians jumping into it lately.
Okay.
Don't need any more of those.
Well, that's a job. That's one of the things
they say. Like we're insulated from a technological boom, like creative jobs. That's one thing that robots can't do.
Yeah.
You know, you can make mathematical art and program art, and it's interesting stuff.
Uh-huh.
But, they're not, not yet anyway. The arts, one thing protected from technological advancement is the arts.
Could a robot create music? I'm assuming they could, right?
With who's in the programming phase? I mean, if you taught, I don't know. What if you gave robot all the what if you told a robot to read your iTunes and it understood musical progression, could just absorb sounds? Understand, like through just
Shazam still blows my mind.
I still can't fucking figure out Shazam, and every time I use it, it's Bruno Mars.
Blows my mind.
Every time, I'm like, this song's pretty good. Bruno Mars. I would be like, I don't give a fuck about Bruno Mars. I'm a Bruno Mars fan because robots told me I'm a Bruno Mars fan. That's it. Like, that's, you want to talk about artificial intelligence, Kyle, you're a Bruno Mars fan. Deal with it. And Instagram, I don't know what I looked at once on Instagram, mostly drag queens. Whenever you look at search popular accounts, all drag queens for mine.
Huh.
Like, what do you know about me that I don't know yet? What are you telling me? Because then I'm sitting, I'm like, do I need to look at more drag queens? It says, like, man, lighten up. expand your horizons a little bit. I'm like, all right, I'll look at the drag queen. They're fun. They're fun pictures.
Oh, man. That's funny. but that's scary, man. The workers, like, what? Like.
Yeah, manufacturing could be replaced by robots. They're talking about how, you know, you're going to get your stuff delivered by drone. It's going to be hand-picked out by a robot from a warehouse. Nobody's going to go to a store anymore, so customer service is going to be gone. Farming going to be replaced by robots? You know, maintaining water levels, all this stuff. So farming, you could see technology taking over that.
Yeah.
Infrastructure, building, bridge. I mean, architecture. You still have to have someone design it. You can't just say, build me a building. You'd still have to have a human being going, I want these specifications, asking for this.
Yeah.
So architecture still kind of falls in the kind of hybrid science art category. But, well, I think arts will be insulated. But a lot of other stuff, I'm a hard guess to figure out what's insulated from robots taking over their jobs. We already got,
well,
you know, the self-driving cars. But who's going to need a self-driving car when you don't have to go anywhere?
Not to funnel every topic back to this, but
virtual reality with a fuck robot, you're never going to leave your house.
Maybe this is part of the New World Order's plan. The rise of the robots, kill off 90% of the population, and then they'll have their utopia, their one world government.
Yeah, where's their peaceful, unrobotic land they could have?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Well, then there's the thing I can't even sort out when, like, Elon Musk is like, we're just living in a digital illusion right now. And I say that with my friends at home. My buddy Bob was saying, like, what does that mean? He's like, well, I don't know, but it's a weird idea. Like, why is this? If this, like, who needs that? Like, this is a digital reproduction.
Then a reproduction that we're living of what?
In? But what? Yeah, who needs this fucking thing?
Yeah.
Like, who? What programmer sat down and said, oh, I hope Kyle and Dave eat some chili and fucking fart up the living room? Like, who's programming this? What? Like, what? If we both just our heads exploded right now and the programmer's like, they're right. I'm wasting my life. And then the game stops.
Oh, my God.
Our programmer's like, oh, man. I'm going to start addressing a programmer randomly. That's when you hear crazy people say stuff and they don't sound crazy. Like, which button are you pressing now? And it's just some guy digging in the trash. They might know. That goes back to the MKUltra thing.
I kind of get that as a concept, but if this is a simulation, mm-hmm. then what are we? Like, this, my flesh.
A good simulation.
But where did that come? How did they make it?
Because that's how far advanced technology is, wherever they're programming this from. Maybe this is 2035. Right now, the year is 2035, and there's a smarter robot programming this illusion right now. Because it is Matrix shit. Somebody was asking about Matrix in an email or on the Twitter questions too. I'm sorry if I didn't get your name because I'm not looking at that right now. But like glitches in the Matrix. What if we are just batteries plugged in? We're in a virtual reality suit with our feeding tubes and our fuck robots attached to us, just being held complacent because they need us for the energy. They need human beings. Why would robots need human beings, though? What would they need us for to keep things going?
Well, what do we have that they don't?
I don't know. If they're programming us, why are they programming us to have these things?
Is there a chemical in our body that they don't have access to?
I don't know. That's some science fiction level shit.
Hmm.
I love it when, like, just to go back to the crazy people having truth. I don't know if I told this on here once. When I was working at a gas station one back in Wooddale, Illinois, working nights at a gas station, and a couple times this dude would come in. And it was definitely weird to see him in the suburbs. He's like a glam rocker, like a New York Dolls type dude. So he'd come in with like a tiny leather coat and fringe lace gloves, and he's always wearing some sort of makeup. But he wasn't like a cross dresser. He was more of like a New York Doll, like glam rock dude. But this was still in the mid 90s. So it was kind of 10 years too late. Mm-hmm. But he'd come in all fucking tweaked out, and he came in one time like, yeah, man, I just, like, oh, man, I need some, give me some Marlboro menthols, and all right, man. I'm like, okay, this guy's fucking flying right now. But he gets his cigarettes, pays for them, and on the way out, there's a stack of newspapers, and it was early on about healthcare or something. He just grabs the top. He's like, man, this is why we'll never have healthcare for the people, because if the people get better, if they have access to healthcare and the people get better, that's when they'll revolt. That's when the revolution happens, because sick people can't have a revolution, man. And threw the newspaper down and walked out. And I was like, he's totally right. That's absolutely the truth.
Wow.
Sick people won't have a revolution. Complacent sick people won't revolt. Maybe that's what it is. You're hooked up to your virtual reality, and you get your blowjob machine and your feeding tube, where the flavors change depending on what your thought process goes into the feeding tube. And so it gives you a sensation of flavor. And then that's it. We never revolt. Because maybe they program robots not to kill. But it doesn't mean they can't program them not to satiate all our wants and needs until we just become gelatinous blobs.
Wow.
Holding my hands up. Victory. Fucking solved it. Solved it. Write that one, Philip K. Dick. Boom. It blew everybody's mind. Now the men in black come because they're just cronies for the robots. That's why they all look. Robots can't dress people. They're like, here's a suit. They're men in black are the shitty crony robots that have to be like, all right, we got a guy. He's thinking off the grid. Send him out, because they know we'll still be controlled. Send him in. Like, what are we? They're not getting new clothes for him. Like, we got three suits. The robots have three suits. Put them out.
That's what the men in black doing. They're serving papers.
They're serving the robot papers. Full circle. We just came full circle on this episode.
Wow.
Make up for the last few. We've been real high.
Oh, shit, man.
I think we did it. I think it was this episode is tight as fuck.
Oh boy, yeah, that was good, dude. That's some good insight.
And you living off the grid, you're gonna have to save us. You're gonna be the kid from Terminator.
Well,
you have to save us because you're not gonna be plugged in. They can't find you moving around. You're not tracking by GPS. Dave doesn't use GPS.
Nope.
That's all right, man. Well, you're the future, buddy.
I know how to cook. I've got a lot of weapons.
You're the future. Do you want to plug any dates, or maybe you don't, because they'll know where you're at. Also, you're just finishing a tour, so.
Yeah, I don't have any dates. Just finished. I'm doing some local spots.
Look for the smoke signals for the dates. We ain't putting them online. Getting caught by the robots.
Let me give this recipe real quick.
Oh, yeah, shit.
It kind of ties into.
Something needed.
Yeah, something needed. Something useful. All right. I've had 4 kidney stone attacks in my life. You ever had a kidney stone?
Thank God. The one thing old person shit I haven't gotten.
Worst pain I've ever experienced.
Yeah. Just
first time it happened, I literally thought I was dying. I was I told my girlfriend, it's like, I don't know what's going on.
I've heard.
I guess I'm dying. And she took me to the emergency room. Mm-hmm. Just the most, just terrible, terrible pain. Like in your kidney, obviously, but you should know where your kidney's at.
I feel like I have them in my future. Yeah. I feel like I have them coming.
It's almost indescribable. Indescribable.
Yeah. We'll get the words right.
Anyway, so. The first time I had one, I went to the emergency room. They didn't do anything. They took an X-ray and gave me some pain pills and sent me on my way.
Yeah.
Pissed
the restrainer.
Yeah. So anyway, second time, and then I got a bill for like, good Lord, $3,000 because I didn't have insurance. So when the second one popped up a year and a half later, I was like, well, I'm not going to the damn emergency room because I know that that's only going to cost money and not solve a problem. So I looked online. I found a manual, a home remedy manual. It had like 10 different ones. One was the watermelon remedy, by the way. That's not this one. That one I didn't try. But they literally wanted me to just sit in a warm bath and eat as much watermelon as I could possibly stomach. And they suggested don't get up and don't go pee in the toilet because you have to do it so much, so often that you'll just be in and out of the tub. So they encourage you to just piss in the tub. Just sitting in a
watermelon, sitting in your own piss.
Yeah, yeah.
Real pranksters out there.
Yeah. So I didn't do that one.
How much watermelon?
They just said like eat a whole watermelon, and just
could you eat a whole one?
I mean,
I feel like I could.
Well, it's not really you. Kind of what I'm about to say in this recipe, you wouldn't think you could do it all either. But for the purpose of like medicine, did the asparagus remedy? All right, and this worked. I've done this 4 times, and it's worked every time. Mm-hmm. You get your kidney stone attack. You gotta move quick because you're gonna be in a ton of pain.
Yeah.
Once that pain starts, it starts subtle.
Yeah.
But once you identify, oh shit, that's it.
That's where it is.
You got about 12 minutes till you're in the most pain of your life. You got about a 12-minute window.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about looking forward to this.
Whew, it fucking sucks. So anyway, asparagus remedy. Go out and get you a few cans of asparagus, canned asparagus. You need 3 pounds. So whatever the cans are, you need 3 pounds.
3 pounds of asparagus.
Of asparagus. You need a liter. It doesn't really come in a liter, but so you'll have to just get like the gallon of distilled water.
Okay.
Distilled water. So just get, you can buy that in the gallon just like you can the regular spring water or purified water. Distilled water. And then 2 liters of cola. Sure. Whether it be Coke or Pepsi or it could even be Diet.
Mr. Pibb.
Some sort of cola.
A Sprite.
It has to be a cola based, like Mr. Pibb, Coke, Pepsi. I think a root beer would fall into that.
I would love to drink that much root beer.
That would definitely fall into the cola family. Anyway, 3 pounds of asparagus, liter of distilled water, 2 liters of cola.
Pour it on the tub. Sitting at, you're fine.
Throw the asparagus in a blender.
Yeah.
Just blend that shit up. And then you have to all in a – they encourage you to do it in 1 hour's time. So in 1 hour's time, you get to drink all that shit. All right? So what I would do is I would just chug as much as I could of one thing, put it down, chug enough. You just cycle it through. And you got to do that all in an hour.
It works because you actually vomit up a kidney stone.
And then they encourage you to jump up and down a little.
That was
to help loosen the stone.
My mom's cure for gas.
Yeah.
Jump up and down. Shake the bubbles down to the bottom.
Yeah. So I could just go into my punchline right now, but I'm not going to because that's a setup of the bit. But it's true.
It's
so
a good bit.
That's what you do.
Frontier medicine. Didn't use the words frontier medicine in there.
And what that does is it just kind of tidal waves. That it just pushes that kidney through its path a lot faster. Without that remedy, I've had a kidney stone one time that lasted about 36 hours.
Fuck that.
Because what it's doing, it starts in – it's a calcium deposit in your kidney, and then it carves a path through your kidney. Like it's literally carving a path. Flesh of your kidney is being torn apart while this little – about the little size of like a little bitty – I got a picture
of one.
It's
like a BB, right?
Like a BB. Goes through your kidney and then into your bladder, and then you piss it out. A lot of people think that the most painful part is when it actually comes out of your urethra, but that's not true. It's immediate – that's the weird thing about it. As soon as you pass it, immediate relief.
Yeah.
Like as soon as you piss and it falls into the toilet – you're back to 100% fine. I mean, you're sore and tired.
But you went through it. You feel good afterwards.
That pain is gone immediately. Right. So it's weird. So asparagus remedy. Get on that.
That'll cola, asparagus, that'll and distilled
push that
water.
Kidney stone out of there. Good times.
That's a cola.
Yeah, cola. Something to do with the acid or some chemical.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, shit. This is good. That's a good lead up for some prepper talk. I think maybe next episode is prepper talk.
Yeah.
Because you need to know these things. What if there's no doctor? There's no science around?
It's true.
All right. Well,
we didn't even mean for this to be this way, but it
– Well, now we talked ourselves into a thing.
It's funny that we're talking about this, like you said, 3 days before.
Oh, yeah. Before, yeah, prepper talk. If we're still a country next week, you still get iTunes through the thing. Do we have a comic of the week this week?
I do.
You do? Yeah, who's our comic of the week?
Comic of the week, this dude – again, one of the guys that, and it's not a backhanded compliment.
He really sucks.
Is underrated. Like I feel like he doesn't get the attention he deserves.
Who doesn't get the attention?
Nick Vatterott.
Oh, Vatterott! I know Vatterott from Chicago. Man, that dude is a maniac.
My God! He's a mad scientist.
He's a mad scientist.
Yeah.
It's not like that's comedy. That's not like wait, what? What's he doing? His Conan set.
Oh. Is that the one with the scroll?
Yeah. Watch Nick Vatterott's Conan set, and right there you'll realize, like, oh, this guy's manipulating. He's like at a Rory Scovel level of, like, playing with the audio, like, clearly having his own good time.
Yeah. Guys like him, Rory, and John Doerr are in that category. For like, they're just playing, they're operating on a different level.
Yeah, you guys are just puppet mastering everything at all times.
It's like they're almost playing a different game. Like, you're playing chess and we're playing checkers.
I love it. I love it.
Nick Vatterott, just such a funny dude. He's got an album out. He's done the half hour, I believe. I think he's got a half hour on Comedy Central. He's done Conan at least once.
Yeah.
His album, For Amusement Only. I wanted to say For Your Amusement. Yeah. For Amusement Only. Nick Vatterott. That's Vatterott. So four T's in his last
name. Not a lot of Vatterotts out in the comedy world.
Vatterott. Nick Vatterott. He put that album out about 2 years ago. Just a genius. And if you don't know him, you need to get to know him. And holy shit. Comic of the week.
Hell
So, all right, buddy. That's you got any dates you want to plug?
Why did I keep saying January 17th? This comes out the... I'm looking at January of 2016.
Yeah.
I was right. This should be January 17th. Nah, 22nd. Nah, this weekend I'll be at Riot LA. Probably this weekend. I don't have much else. We'll get to it.
Yeah.
I think it was good.
All right, buddy. Let's see you next time.
Yeah, hopefully we're all still here.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
The Boogie Monster.